Hello, good afternoon.
Hi, Coach, how are you?
Good, good. How about you guys?
Good. Obviously, 0-2 is some unfamiliar turf up there for you guys. What is your sense of the feeling this week as you head into a tough home game?
You know, obviously, the initial response is one of frustration, which is very natural, but that doesn't solve the issue or get us anywhere. So, you know, we're back to business today and about the business of preparing and putting together a good plan and working and trying to grow individually and collectively in preparation for this opportunity.
How much more limited are you guys when you're faced with third and pretty long versus if it was four or less?
You know, obviously, like everyone else in football, the percentages of conversions go down the longer the third down situations are. Part of the reason why we haven't converted third downs at an acceptable rate is because we've been in some long yardage situations, third and eight, third and nine, third and 10 plus. You know, being good and staying on schedule on first and second down is a big part of that. I don't know anyone that converts at a high rate when you start talking about getting in most of the third down situations that we've been in. That's really been the root of some of our issues.
Do you need to run the ball effectively to get to that, to a more reasonable third down right there?
That's part of it. And if you're not running the football, obviously you better be passing the ball very efficiently.
On the flip side of that, in your experience, what makes a defense good on third downs and what's the key to sustaining that?
You know, I think first and foremost is just that, getting them in long yarded situations, getting them in less than ideal or comfortable scheduled circumstances. And ultimately on third down, any defense is measured on how the rush and coverage works together, however you choose to employ them, whether it's a four-man rush in man coverage, a four-man rush in zone coverage, or some combinations of pressure. You know, the front and the coverage works together with defensively in terms of winning that situation.
How involved do you get with the offense when it's struggling like this, or do you just kind of let Todd handle everything?
I'm continually involved and not necessarily based on the current circumstance.
Where have you seen the evolution in Todd's relationship with Ben and where it's at now?
You know, I think it's like any relationship. I think, you know, the more time spent, obviously, the more depth and the more comfort, the better the communication and understanding. It's gone through a natural process.
Do the Bears look different to you now than they have in the past from Lovie to Mark?
You know, it's been a number of years. You know, I was just thinking about that the other night. It's been a number of years since I've seen these guys. I think 09. So, obviously, when you talk about any team, that's a long time from a football standpoint. I went back and just scanned the game and some of the plays in the game, just looking back at the recent history of the series. And it's just not a lot of familiar faces. That's just the nature of this thing.
How do you approach Devin Hester?
You know, obviously, like everyone else, you try to limit your exposure to him, first and foremost. He's one of the most legendary return men for that reason. You know, if given a number of opportunities, he's going to get you. So you work to minimize those, but obviously, you understand that over the course of a football game, he's going to have his opportunities, and you better go about it in an intelligent manner with respect for what he's capable of.
When you put on the tape of last week, what did you see from Hester?
I saw him being him. I saw him with the ball in his hands and making splash plays for the Chicago Bears. And, you know, that's not out of the ordinary from my perspective. You know, talking about a guy that was a coordinator in Minnesota and stood on opposite sidelines from that guy, I know what he's capable of.
You guys haven't been off to a start like this before. I mean, do you want your players feeling a sense of desperation going into this game?
No, I think there's enough natural urgency, you know, just involved in football. It's Sunday night. We got a 2-0 football team coming in here. I think there's enough motivation in itself from that standpoint. Besides the obvious, sure, there's going to be a natural response to want to rise up in the face of some of the circumstances that we face. But those are natural things.
How do you account for your defensive struggles to get the takeaways?
You know, some of it has to do with the circumstances of football games. And when we're playing from behind, obviously offenses can play in the manner in which they like, not expose themselves to maybe some uncomfortable situations that produce the type of turnovers that we desire.
Have you had to adjust your game week prep at all because this is such unfamiliar territory, being 0-2?
No, not at all. We're functioning in the same manner that we normally function. It's Wednesday afternoon, other than the fact that we're working on somewhat of a short week, having played on Monday night. It's business as usual for us.
What did you see out of Felix on Monday night as he got a little bit more opportunity?
You know, I like his demeanor. I like his approach to it. You know, obviously his run skills are his run skills. I think he's a capable runner. To this point, as we get to know him, we've been encouraged by his game day demeanor and the manner in which he plays the game. All of it are assets. I think he's an energy bringer as opposed to an energy drainer. We're looking forward to seeing more from him.
Mike, is Lance Briggs, from what you've seen, is his role or his effect on the Bears' defense any different now than it's been in the past?
No, man, it looks like he's doing the same things he's been doing for a decade, you know, traveling with the three technique and playing football in that scheme.
And just your thoughts on him as, you know, he's been, like you said, a good player in the league for a long time. Your thoughts on him from a defensive coach's standpoint on Lance Briggs, you know, what he gives to the Bears and what kind of player he is in the NFL?
You know, just aside specifically from what he does for them within that scheme, I think anytime you're looking at a player in the city for a decade, you talk about a guy with some unique qualities, a guy that can play the game, is also probably exhibit some leadership capabilities and consistent play. And he's done all of those things. He's a really good football player in a scheme that I'm highly familiar with. He plays it on a high level. And his experience is not empty snaps. You see his snap experience turn up time and time again. He knows how to move within his space, and he knows how to let his experience work for him.
With Hester, any added instructions for Danny Smith this week?
No. Other than the obvious, what we just talked about.
Have you seen anything different from the Bears' defensive line? It hasn't necessarily gotten the sacks it's used to in the first two games, but does it look the same to you as what it's been in the past couple of years?
Again, I haven't played them since 09, so I don't have much to compare it to.
Getting back to Devin for a minute, he's struggled in recent years. Did you see any difference in that specific game from what you'd seen or what we've been seeing over the last 2 years or so?
No, again, we haven't played him since 09, so I don't have anything to compare it to.
Expecting Heath this week?
You know, he's going to work, and then we're going to base his availability on how he responds to that work. We have yet to take the field. He's scheduled to participate fully in practice today.
What would be the value of his return?
You know, obviously he's a quality veteran player that knows how to play, that is a very good player, has got a great rapport with our quarterback and fits well in our scheme. So, you know, what he's capable of speaks for itself, but, you know, his health is first and foremost in determining his availability.
Does Forte scare you more running or catching the football?
You know, equally. You know, he's a talented player. He's got great pick and vision and size and is capable of finishing runs. And it's obvious that he's a big part of the passing game just on what he did last week alone. But beyond that, his body of work since he's been in the league indicates that he's a man for all situations, both running and passing.
How has your O-line developed since the passing injury?
You know, I think they're making the necessary adjustments. I've really been pleased with the contributions of Fernando Velasco in a short period of time and the level of comfort the group has been able to get with him. But obviously we're a group in development and one that needs to continue to do so. We're not playing well enough to win right now, and we need to change that.
Mike, I know you said there's a natural sense of urgency, but there are people that are writing you guys off already. Do you think the players can use that kind of mental thing to their advantage?
You know, that's low-hanging fruit, as we say in this business. You know, hopefully our motivation is a little bit deeper than that.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Coach.
Take care.